Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as once again we face the issues. A packed program today with a lot of informative material that I believe that we need to understand in the day in which we're living. We're two days away from the swearing in of the Trojan candidate, Joe Biden, as President of the United States of America. We're going to be talking about today, thousands die from COVID vaccinations. Have you heard it on the television news? Have you heard it on the news? Thousands die from COVID vaccinations. Sobering thought, isn't it? Every day, every moment of the day, 24 hours a day, with the Socialist Marxist Communist Network news, they're telling us how many more cases of COVID. When they say cases, they're talking about those that have had the false positive test, thousands upon thousands, because they are using the PCR test incorrectly. Therefore, it gives a false positive, and therefore we hear the continuing numbers, millions of new cases worldwide, especially in America. You hear the television blast 24/7, how many new cases, how many new cases. They're not talking about new cases of common flu. Surprise, 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 that's gone down 98.2% compared with 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20. In 2020, the common flu almost non-existent, yet we find those escalating numbers in COVID-19. Do you find that to be somewhat suspicious? I do. We're going to be talking about that today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can hear your thoughts, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth book, the Word of God, the Bible. We can't go wrong depending on the Word of God. God said it, that settles it, whether we understand it, accept it, believe it or not. It is still truth. It's the Word of God. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32 to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It is the freedom that we have when we continue in the Word of God. These things we're dealing with today, as far as Biden is concerned, the change of administration and the escalation of the repression against religion, the religious freedoms, and the constitutional elements of our Bill of Rights. When we see those things taking place, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that as Christians, we can relax, not that we ought not to be concerned. We need to relax and understand that all of this is in the hands of God. It doesn't take God by surprise. We need to understand that it is the fact of the Word of God that God is sovereign and He is in control. And Jesus saying to His disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then in John 17:17, Jesus makes a de facto statement, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, the truth of the inspired, infallible, inerrant word called the Bible. So I commend that to you. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought today. Truth is not viewed as important today. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today in Washington, and generally speaking, by way of the news, and extended further by way of multitudes today that do not know the truth, and therefore, they, when you tell the truth, they rebel and are repulsed by the truth that you tell them. We need to go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, listen, even to death. We need to stand on the truth of the Word of God, even if it becomes a life or death scenario. And let me tuck this in. I believe that before the rapture of the church takes place, which is could be any moment, any day, any time, I believe that we're going to see an escalation of the repression of religious liberties, the freedom of speech, and even to the point of persecution and prosecution for those that tell the truth based on the Word of God. We need to learn today that we're going to stand for God and for God's Word, which is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowners like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment as well as professional and homeowners lawn care equipment. Tools for Time has a full staff that can answer any question you have in those categories and areas. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a gigantic flag. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find that U.S. flag. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today thousands of people that are being maimed and lamed, paralyzed, and even dying as a result of the COVID-19 vaccinations, yet we're not hearing anything about it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The Biden administration begins in just 2 days. Listen to the premise of what I'm wanting us to understand. In just 2 days, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, two of the most liberal, socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist Democrats in Washington, will take control of the White House and control of your life and mine in the United States of America. Just two more days. The question is it possible that we, the people, are living free for just two more days? I know that's a pretty tough question, but is it possible that we're watching the last couple of days in American history that we could call free Americans? My opinion is the answer to that is yes. We are, in fact, breathing, as I would put it, this is pretty poignant, pointed, and I pray it makes an indelible point in your mind. We are, in fact, breathing the last air of freedom that will flow in America for the next 4 years because of the coup, the fraudulent election that you're not supposed to talk about, and the coup to overthrow the Constitutional Republic in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the inauguration of Joe Biden as President of the United States of America will bring what I call an immediate sweeping change in America, once a free nation. We can expect to see the sodomite agenda take full stage. We can see the absolute total denial of religious liberties that we once knew and cherished over the past 245 years. In fact, here's an article that makes the point pretty clearly. Democrats laying the groundwork for survival checks to run forever. It's talking about finances, but it's this communist system, socialist system. What's the first thing, one of the first things that I want to do when our new senators are seated is to deliver a $2,000 check to all American families. With Democrats preparing to take over in Washington, a critical question will be whether such survival checks will be one-time payments or will they recur each month for the duration of the pandemic. As Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, and others have suggested. But supporters of reoccurring payments ignore the fact that once started, it might be politically impossible to turn off such massive new benefits, requiring huge federal hikes to cover the enormous ongoing cost. Recurring monthly $2,000 checks would mirror the payment proposed by Monthly Economic Crisis Support Act. The Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, introduced in the Senate in May of 2020. Further, the article states, those checks would flow regardless of whether adults are working. In fact, most of Kamala Harris' payments would be made to households headed by those that are working. When one-time check $2,000 were passed by the House in December, Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell described them as socialism. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We're breathing the last free air in America. We're looking at the last couple of days of what I would call freedom in the United States of America. Now, you can say that's a little harsh. You can say that that's a little far-fetched. You can say that that is simply not true. However you want to pose it, however you want to couch it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I believe we see taking place today. In fact, here's an article. Joe Biden to sign a dozen executive orders the first day in office. He's going to reverse the executive orders of President Donald J. Trump. President-elect Joe Biden will sign dozens and dozens of executive orders on his first day in the White House, reversing several key policies enacted by the Trump administration. The Biden's transition team revealed Saturday that the incoming administration would sign dozens of executive orders regarding climate change, immigration, student loans, coronavirus pandemic. Keep in mind, that's where we're going, the coronavirus pandemic. Incoming Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, sent a memo to his staff on Saturday, outlining a 10-day plan of action, including in the memo, the new White House staff. The Biden administration declared it would address four overlapping and compounding crises: COVID-19 crisis, resulting economic crisis, the climate crisis, and the racial equity crisis. Further in the article, Biden will be inaugurated on Wednesday, when he will be reportedly will sign dozens of new executive orders making dramatic changes in America. The Biden administration will allegedly sign executive actions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic that will change the course of COVID-19 crisis and allow us to safely reopen schools and businesses. Biden will purportedly introduce a 100-day masking challenge. It's called the mask mandate, which will implement face mask mandates on federal property and all interstate travel in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with dozens and dozens of articles in relationship to what Biden is planning to do, which will reverse everything that we call religious liberty, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, will all by one fell swoop be destroyed, eviscerated, annihilated in the United States of America. It demands our attention. It demands our prayer and the realization of where we're going. In fact, here's an article that stipulates it very clearly, just in the title. America is no longer the land of the free. Authorities had already closed down churches in the name of virus protection before big government's big tech allies began a crackdown on free speech. This will only have further disastrous consequences, according to the plans for Joe Biden. It goes on to talk about what the president had done, what he had done for religious liberty and the freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms, and where we're headed under a Biden administration. But the ultimate, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about today in just a moment. We're going to get to the fact that as we look at COVID-19, of what their plans are there being Joe Biden and his administration, we're not being told, even with the release of the COVID-19 vaccination, we're not being told of the catastrophic, dire conditions that it's leaving those in that's taking the vaccination and the future health ramifications as a result of the contents of the vaccination. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I feel that we're in enemy territory, and, you know, the scripture says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We belong to different kingdoms. I mean, this country's right down the middle. It's no longer America. The courts refuse to look at the evidence of a criminal election. Supreme Court refused to even look at a multi-state complaint about the election. Censorship is permitted, and it's even flaunted. Blatant lies are promoted every day in the mainstream media. Others, academia, Hollywood, celebrities, they're all ganging up on the truth. And we just have to trust God and walk, keep a low profile.
Amen. Joseph, listen, hang in there for a moment. Let me just have a little dialogue with you on that. One of the things that we're seeing, and several people have asked me in the past several months, how is it possible that we have the socialist Marxist media linked with big tech, linked with the political left, linked with merchants and big business and the big box stores and the corporate executives and Wall Street? How is it possible that it seems that all are walking in lockstep with the same future goal and plans? How is that possible? And Joseph, I've simply said, based on the authority of Scripture, it is a demonic delusion that's come over the whole nation. It is absolutely a demonic delusion. And so we need to recognize that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And that is the demonic delusion that we see taking place. So as you have said, as Christians, I believe we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. And now, contrary to what you've said, and this is not trying to be a confrontive statement, but I believe that rather than being holding our heads low and having a low profile, we need to hold our heads high and challenge the system from the standpoint that we are free people. We are going to continue to worship God. We're going to continue to stick to the requirements, our Bill of Rights, and follow that, because we've not had any constitutional amendments that will change our Constitution. So how do you respond to that? What would your statement be in relationship to my statements?
Well, I totally agree, and we should not be ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
I think we should choose our battles carefully, you know, rather than, blatantly, quote scripture and tell people they're going to hell and, I think we need to try to reason, but, it's impossible to reason with a heathen. I totally agree that we should live our lives and not be ashamed of the gospel.
Absolutely. We need to paraphrase what was said by a president of years gone by. We need to walk softly and carry a big stick. We need to recognize that we have the authority based on the Word of God, but we need to tread softly in walking through those issues. But as the Lord Jesus Christ himself did, as he walked into the temple, he picked up a bullwhip and got their attention. And I believe that as Christians, we need to have enough tenacity, enough spiritual spine, that we will stand for truth regardless of what the world says. But you're exactly right. We are in a changing time, and as such, we need to discern what is taking place and recognize that the Scripture is very, very real. I'm reminded of Colossians 2:8, where it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the traditions of men and the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And so that's what we see taking place. It's what I would call an antichrist indoctrination of society in which we're living in. Joseph, brother, thank you so much for your call, for your input, your insight. Keep on looking up and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about thousands die from COVID vaccinations, and we're looking at some precursors to what will be the ultimate in the next 4 years in the United States of America, with Joe Biden being sworn in the next couple of days. As I have used the term, and some might think this is a little hyper, but I believe that we're breathing the last waft of fresh air, free air, in the United States of America. We're looking at the last couple of days of real freedom in America, because we're understanding what Joe Biden is planning. Listen, he said it. They talked about it for the entire election cycle as to what they're going to do and how they're going to respond to we the people. They have said that they're going to introduce these things. Joe Biden has said on the first day what he's going to do. He's talking about in the first 100 days what he's going to do. And all that he said thus far is antithetical to what we call religious liberty and freedom of speech. So, ladies and gentlemen, he said that he's going to enact the sodomite agenda. He didn't call it that. He said it was the Equality Act. The first day, he said. He said it a dozen times. On the first day, he's going to enact the Equality Act. The Equality Act was House Bill 5, passed by 240 votes in the House in February 2020. It is now languishing in the Senate with 47 senators signed it. And Joe Biden said that if it's not already passed when he's sworn in by executive order, he's going to take the essence of that bill and make it federal law. And that bill, it is the absolute paradise for the LGBTQ agenda. It puts the sodomite agenda in preference to anything that's called religious liberties, the freedom of speech, our morals and ethics and values in America. It will force all churches, all Christians, and all Christian organizations, Christian colleges, Christian universities, to bow and to bend to the sodomite agenda. Now, I could go into great detail as to that sodomite agenda and what that bill, House Bill 5, which is called the Equality Act, that Joe Biden is going to inculcate in American life by executive order on the first day in office, according to what he said. Therefore, rather than going into that in great detail, simply suffice it to say that it will destroy the freedom of religion in the United States and America. It will destroy that freedom of religion and religious speech. Yes, we can expect to have our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms taken away. At first, by the way, they're not going to confiscate guns. Hear me. The Biden-Harris administration will not openly try to confiscate guns. What they will do is start restricting the ammo. In fact, right now you can hardly find ammunition for your weapons at any reasonable price at all. And what I believe will be the further increasing of forcing you to be without a weapon will be the high taxation. Let's say you're going to buy a weapon for your protection of the family. Rather than being a regular state taxation, they'll put it as a bonus tax or an extra tax, probably as high as 20, 25, 30% taxes if you buy the weapon. Now, they will say, we've not restricted your right to keep and bear arms. You can buy them. But we're going to tax you to the point that it puts it in a position that you can't afford to buy them. And then following that, if that doesn't cut down on the weapons being bought and sold in America, I believe they will have full restriction and ultimate confiscation on firearms in the United States of America. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I believe without any doubt, there's no doubt in my mind, we are entering into that dystopian period that George Orwell wrote about in his book, his fiction novel called 1984. I believe we're entering into, we've been doing that progressively, but we will ultimately just be fast forwarded into that dystopian time frame that Orwell wrote about, which is where Big Brother, Big Tech, Big Brother, government is in charge of everything that we do and everything that we say in life and in living. Ladies and gentlemen, we can count on it. Under the Biden administration, every American will lose our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, our right to keep and bear arms. We will lose the freedom that we have in our Constitution under the 4th and the 14th Amendment of the search and seizure. They've already started that in counties and states across America, where by way of drones, they're flying over your home, examining what you do, where you go, when you come and when you leave, videoing every movement. And that should be illegal. Constitutionally, it is. But it's taking place. In fact, it's happening right down in St. Johns County as we speak. They're studying the potentiality of it here in Duval County of using drones to make the search and seizure without having a court order or a warrant to do so. Under the Biden administration, every American will lose our freedoms, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says, former Facebook executive kill Onan, O-A-N-N, and Newsmax. Quote, we have to turn down the capability of conservative influencers in the to reach huge audiences. Hear me. What they're saying is that you and I, as conservatives, as Christians, as a religious people, if you'd call it that in the broad brush sense, that they need to somehow, some way curtail our freedoms of communication. Here's a further article that says the totalitarian left moves to silence all dissent. The article reads, the Democrats are seeking to criminalize and penalize everyone who says the election was stolen. The insurrection hoax and impeachment of the president without due process or giving him the chance to defend himself is designed to shut down any and all talk of their infamous election fraud. This is not the behavior of people who know they won fair and square an election and are watching their opponents have a tantrum about it. This is the action of those that are guilty. Further, the article states this de facto. That being said, the election was indeed stolen. The amounts of evidence of election fraud were never examined in any court. And then we're told that there was no evidence at all, or if there were any evidence, it had already been dismissed in court challenges. The court cases were all dismissed on technicalities and procedural issues, not because there was no evidence of the voter fraud. The evidence has still never been examined by any court in the United States of America to validate whether it was fraud or not. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're told that we need to sit in silence, shut up, stand in the corner, don't ask any questions, don't believe what your lying eyes are telling you, is what we're finding on a national level today. And that's going to intensify, ladies and gentlemen, under a Biden and Harris administration. And ladies and gentlemen, a Biden-Harris administration is simply the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. It is Barack Hussein Obama that's behind the scenes, pulling the strings. He is the puppeteer, pulling the strings for all that is taking place under the setup of the Biden administration. 99% of those that are being put in place of the transition team and the ultimate cabinet and those in leadership role under Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris are the scabs left over from the Obama administration. It is the third term of Barack Hussein Obama that we see about to take place going into office. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fact that big tech is going to be used as the arm, the enforcement arm of the Biden administration to force the free citizens, were at one time free citizens, to force we the people to be silent and sit in the corner and to simply take what is administered to us by the Biden socialist Marxist Maoist Communist Democratic Party. That's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. I hate for it to sound so dire and so difficult, but we need to face the truth and understand where we're headed. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Biden election were a free election, if the Biden election happened to be something that is real, then why do we have 25,000 troops, military troops, circling the Capitol building? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in case you've not heard, in case you've not read, but 25,000 troops happens to be 10 times more military around the Capitol and all of Washington, D.C., than is found in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. Hear me. The number of troops in D.C. today to protect the inauguration of the 46th president, Joseph Biden, is 10 times more military personnel, all dressed out in fatigues and all weaponized, 10 times more than we have in all of Iraq and Afghanistan combined. And that's not all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the 25,000 military personnel. It also, on top of that, is all of the Capitol Police and all of the Metropolitan D.C. Police that's all combined. And if he were elected in a free election, why the fright? Why the scare? Why the hysteria? Why the, if you please, locking down all of D.C.? Because they know that America, over half of Americans, they know that America is upset and frustrated and angry that we've watched our capitalistic system. We're watching our constitutional republic system being destroyed, eviscerated, and absolutely put aside to never be regained again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. The rest of the story is coming up right after the news. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.